All right, before we get into the MKE Punk Radio Hour, let's talk about the weather real quickly. Today, snow possibly mixed with sleet before 2 p.m. Then a chance for snow between 2 and 3 before turning to a chance for snow and rain after 3 p.m. So all mess all day. Highs near 35 today, 90% chance for precipitation. Total daytime snow and sleet accumulation between 1 and 2 inches possible. Wednesday brings us mostly sunny skies, highs near 16. Wind chill values are going to make it feel like it's between 0 and 5 below. Thursday, cold again, sunny, highs near 15. Friday, partly sunny, highs near 33. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 36. Partly sunny, highs near 37. Right now it is 26 degrees out in Milwaukee with light snow. And when I looked outside last time, it looked like it was a little bit heavier than light. So be careful if you are out and about on the streets. All right, after we hear from artists now, we're going to get ourselves into the MKE Punk Radio Hour here on The Shape of Rock on 91.7 WMSE.
Support for WMSE comes from the UWM Peck School of the Arts, presenting Artists Now guest lecturer Zoe Nelson, who will speak about her interest in exploring sculptural, performative, and multidimensional possibilities through paint on canvas. Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. in the UWM Arts Center Lecture Hall. More information at arts.uwm.edu/calendar.
It is 5 minutes after 8. Welcome to the MKE Punk Radio Hour here on 91.7 WMSE. I'm here with Jeremy and Marty.
Hello. Good morning. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
All right, glad you could make it in this mess.
We shoveled our way here, so.
All right, this morning we're talking about, or we're going to be featuring music from, generally from the Milwaukee area, maybe a little bit outside of Milwaukee, focusing on 1990 to 1995. Kind of paired two shows here. I was out last week, so we paired two shows in March to be basically feature the 90s, and this is the first half of the 90s here.
Yeah, I think for Martin and I, it's kind of the era we kind of grew up and got interested in music in, so it's going to be kind of really in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, early time for me, and I think it musically, it's kind of a cool time because you're coming out of the 80s, which seems like an era of a lot of innovation in music, kind of the rise of punk rock and hardcore and a lot of, underground aggressive music. And then the 90s kind of started to take that and kind of transform it and run with it.
Yeah, and you
see
also
a lot of innovation kind of come.
You also had like grunge breaking in the early 90s, which, for better or worse, I think largely better, it brought a lot of interest in the underground scene, all underground scenes. And, sometimes you had the guys who were picking on you last year and now it shows with you, so some of that wasn't cool. It's like you built a treehouse, but your parents are hanging out with you in the treehouse, But I think it also brought a lot of people into the scene and introduced, kind of opened it up. I think largely a lot of hardcore kind of benefited from that because, if you're getting into this area where it's now getting crowded and you want to create the separation between the guys who are now showing up at the shows and the music you're into, you start gravitating more toward hardcore because that's where you still have your little safe haven.
Right. So, Jeremy, we've got your picks up first. We're going to start with Demise, yes?
Yes, Demise. Great Expectations from 1991 off of All of This for Nothing. Then we're going to go into Damn It All with My Pal Chew Toy from 1993. Also hardcore. Then M.I.J., Algea Butterfly, which is, you know, pretty much the evolution from hardcore to emo and singer-songwriter.
Yeah,
you can just kind of follow through M.I.J.
Yeah, they kind of even on a couple of their albums, as I was tracking through their albums, it kind of, you know, they have their heavier songs, and then they really do transition into kind of what turned into, I guess, emo.
Yeah, their first tape is pretty much just a hardcore album. Then the second one starts getting a little bit more melodic, and at the time I was much more into hardcore, and this song in particular, when I see it live, you know, he kind of whispers Algea Butterfly into the microphone in this little soft part. And, you know, I'm going to shows for hardcore at the time. I was like, oh, what's this? You know, and it took me a while to start appreciating, like, no, this is really great. And they just kind of kept evolving that sound. And eventually Jeff, you know, went from this really raspy, growly voice to a really, like, beautiful falsetto later in his singer-songwriter days. So, and then finally, we're going to finish up that block of mostly hardcore with a really great outlier. And that was one of the great things in the scene, is you have a bunch of variety. And Feck was one of those bands that, by all right, I shouldn't have seen at the shows I was going to. You know, they're really metal-y, stoner rock, really long, drawn-out guitar parts. And they're going to be doing a reunion this summer at Psych Fest. So,
oh, really?
It'd be great to get to see them again.
Very cool. Nice little transition there. So, all right, we're going to get into Jeremy's selections here on the MKA Punk Radio Hour. This is Demise starting it off with Great Expectations here on the MKA Punk Radio Hour on 91.7 WMSE.
do is talk. Everyone else should have to listen. In a pool of opinions, there are no victors. Yet, everyone waves their flags in victory.
Kelly Z, Marco Win, Austin P, Interception. One big man is good company. One big man is good company has returned to a battlefield. No point left to argue. No resume to value.
Milwaukee's Greatest Lakes takes its cues from its homeland, playing deep and layered folk music, its depths on best display when showcasing the band's uncanny ability to sing beautiful harmonies together.
And Greatest Lakes' self-titled debut is full of those airy harmonies, driving percussion, and an optimism that's soaked in from cover to cover, calling to mind Fleet Foxes, the Avett Brothers, and Father John Misty.
Tune in to WMSE on Tuesday, March 3rd, to soak in those harmonies with some live songs from Greatest Lakes. WMSE.org to stream live or in the archives, or simply tune your radio to 91.7 FM at the 6 o'clock hour.
flood.
Music from Feck, Indica from Indica?
Indica sounds Indica, right, yeah.
From the Giraffe Indica 7-inch by Feck there. M.I.J. before that with Algiera Butterfly off the album Chewed Smooth Center. Damitol before that with My Pal Chew Toy off of their self-titled album. And then Demise started off this last set of music with Great Expectations off the album All of This for Nothing here on the MKE Punk Radio Hour. We are taking a look at music from the Milwaukee area in general from 1990 to 1995. The last week of March we'll be taking a look at music from Milwaukee from 1995 through 2000. So that was music from hand selected by Jeremy with MKEpunk.com. And going into the next set of music, we're going to hear music from Marty. So what do we have on tap here, Marty?
Sure. Let's see. We're going to start out with Netherflesh. That's a band from Racine, 1994. off their demo tape. That was one of the first bands I'd ever known personally that put out their own release, self-released, recorded, put out a cassette tape. It's pretty amazing back then. My old pop punk band actually shared a practice space with those guys, and it was this recording is one of the first things I shared with Jeremy when MKE Punk first got started. I actually had it digitized before he contacted me because wanted to share the recording because the singer had passed away.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Cool Joel Scott. Then we'll get into The Service, which great Milwaukee oi band. My old pop punk band, again, we'd play shows with these guys, and they were so fast and so loud and very just intimidating, and they had a very powerful stage presence. Over time, I've gotten to know Tom Nolan, who actually gave us this recording for the site, and he's a great guy. He's actually involved with the Midwest Live and Loud, so he's still active doing stuff in the scene. Then after we play, the name of the song is Young and Strong. After we play that, we're going to get into the Pacers. It's one of my introduction to Beer City Records, which is a local Milwaukee staple. Ska was big in the 90s.
Yeah, it was. That was one of the things I was glad, because I didn't grow up in Milwaukee, but growing up outside of Madison, it's one of the things I did pick up in the scene, you know, in a Madison suburb, was that, you know, there was quite a bit of ska happening, and it was very popular, big in this, you know, at least in Madison as well.
Sure, yeah. So. I mean, I grew up in Racine, and it seemed like the ska bands were doing a lot of touring. All the band geeks were used to touring in high school or whatever. So, you know, they would come down and they'd play Racine, so I'd hear these guys. And I remember I picked up this 7-inch. This is actually from my personal collection. I picked this 7-inch up, one of my treks up to Milwaukee to Atomic Records. Missed that record store. And then I guess we're going to end it with Sometimes Sweet Susan. I first heard this hanging out with the Strawby brothers, some kids I knew in the north side of Racine that I used to skate with, and they would turn me on a lot of cool music, punk rock, industrial, hip-hop, whatever. Nick had this 12-inch, and I recently found my own copy at Half Price Books. I'm so stoked. And actually, I read the liner notes, and I didn't even realize it at the time, but it was recorded by Steve Albini, and I'm kind of an Albini fan. So
right. Very cool.
It's pretty cool to kind of make those connections, that the scenes Milwaukee and Chicago were so closely tied and, you know, accessible to one another. So,
all right. So we're going to get back into the music here on the MK Punk Radio Hour. We're going to hear Hated by All by Netherflesh here on WMSE.
Of man, the Jungian thing, sir. Yeah.
Support for WMSC comes from Alverno Presents, featuring composer and guitarist William Tyler on March 21st at Alverno College's Chapel of Mary Immaculate. More information and tickets are available at alvernopresents.alverno.edu or at 414-382-6044.
For more than 130 years, the Wisconsin Humane Society has been saving the lives of animals in need. The Wisconsin Humane Society has a comprehensive adoption program that matches homeless animals with new families for the best possible experience and success. WHS also offers many services, including medical care, spay-neuter clinic, educational programs, wildlife rehabilitation, and so much more. Stop in to one of the Wisconsin Humane Society's campuses in Milwaukee, Racine, or Ozaukee to find the perfect animal companion for you. Go to wihumane.org for more information and learn how to get involved in its many programs. This message is brought to you by your animal-loving friends at 91.7 WMSE FM.
didn't know this was Hassan Pfeffer, I'd swear it was carrots.
We're standing on a frozen lake in upstate New York, where a group of people have gathered to harvest ice the old-fashioned way. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Every year at this time, folks around Tully, New York, bundle up and pitch in at the annual ice harvest. They're sawing blocks of ice out of Green Lake using an antique saw. Once the snow is cleared off the lake using a horse-drawn plow, a channel is cut from the middle of the lake, where the ice is thickest, all the way to the shore. When the channel is open, it's time to start harvesting ice using a large curved pick called a spud to break the first block free. While some people continue sawing through the lake's frozen surface, others float blocks of ice through the channel to the shore. Here, volunteers are using huge tongs to move the blocks of ice into a chute that leads into a horse-drawn sleigh. Dairy farmer Delbert Haynes is in charge of today's ice harvest.
The ice chute is in place, and the back end is in the water where you can float the ice up. We will use what they call the cricket to pull the ice out of the lake onto the sleigh.
The cricket has hooks on one end which grab onto the block of ice. The blocks of ice are slid into place until the sleigh is full, ready to be pulled to an old wooden ice house nearby. Inside the ice house, a few men pack the ice into sawdust, which will keep it frozen until summertime. And that's when today's hard work will pay off, according to Eleanor Preston of the Tully Area Historical Society.
We preserve the ice until June and then make homemade ice cream for a strawberry ice cream festival.
Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Un lugar de ensueños. 8:45 here on a Tuesday morning. You are tuned into the MK Punk Radio Hour here on The Shape of Rock on 91.7 WMSE. Just heard music picked out by Marty. We're looking at music from 1990 to 1995, from the Milwaukee area. Wrapped up this set with music from Sometime Sweet Susan, a song called Beam off their EP titled Collide. Came out in 1991. Do you want to back announce the rest of them, Marty?
Sure. Yeah, we just heard Sometime Sweet Susan, Beam off the Clyde EP, circa 91. Before that, you heard the Pacers, Hassan Pfeffer, off the Hassan Pfeffer 7-inch on Beer City Records, circa 1993. And before that, we heard The Service with Young and Strong from the Young and Strong 7-inch from 1995. And starting off my portion of the segment with some hometown heroes, Netherflesh, Hated by All, from their demo tape from 1994.
All right. And we're finally to get to wrap up this last, or to get into the last set of music here in the MK Punk Radio for the first week of March. And we'll be back on the last week of March taking a look at the latter half of the 1990s, with music from the Milwaukee area. Is my selections. I'm going to start off with not a band from Milwaukee, but a band from Madison, featuring a Milwaukee musician now, Nick Berg, who plays in probably like 15 to 35 different bands at the moment. In the early 90s, when he was in high school in Madison, he was in a band called Smitty. It was interesting. We were mentioning off the air that you played the Pages. And when I was talking to Nick about Smitty, he said that they were basically trying to replicate the Pacers' sound, but they wanted to focus a little bit more on the more serious song topics. And growing up outside of Madison, ska was a big part of the Madison scene in the early 90s. So we're going to hear a song called Wasting Away from the album Groovalicious by Smitty. After that, we're going to hear music from Buried, one of the favorite bands. When you take a look on the MK Punk site and you have the you've had some people come on and pick their favorite tracks off or favorite albums off of the MK Punk site, Dan and Eric from Northless and Corey, it seems like Buried keeps coming up on those lists.
Yeah, their track Hope for Us off the Hope for Us comp is, you know, one of the most popular things.
Yeah, what I really like about the Buried is that it's really smart hardcore, so it's really, you know, really well thought out heavy music, so it kind of doesn't fall into that lower denomination of, you know, hardcore tends to kind of fall into that meathead area, and Buried really kind of rises above that and brings some intelligent hardcore to it. After that, we're going to hear music from Alligator Gun, Sinking, off of their 100% Freak album, which is a classic punk tune from the early 90s from here in Milwaukee. And then if we have time, we might run out of time. Well, actually, we're probably going to run out of time, so that'll probably be it here for the MK Punk Hour from my set of music. We're going to start off with Smitty with Wasting Away. We're going to hear Ghost Dance from Buried and then Sinking from Alligator Gun. And in the meantime, I have two free will call tickets to see the Gaslight Anthem at the Pabst Theater on Thursday, March 12th at 8 p.m. We'll take caller number 3 here at 414-799-1917. Neither WMSE nor MSUE receives any compensation for this promotion, and this is an all-ages show. That's right. You can pick up two free will call tickets to see the Gaslight Anthem at the Pabst Theater on Thursday, March 12th at 8 p.m. Give us a call, 414-799-1917. If you are caller number 3, tickets will be yours. This is Smitty here on 91.7 WMSE and the MKE Punk Radio Hour.
they're traveling on their way home to Bayview or stuck in Miller Park traffic, WMSE goes with our listeners wherever they go. Your company's message can too. Find out how by calling 414-277-4514.